go from Reginato to Jonathan Kuma and then finishing it off with Kyle Norton. No runs, one hit, nobody left. And at the end of half an inning, the Browns 0, the Reading Colt 45s coming right up. And ladies and gentlemen, this broadcast is being brought to you by Shasta Cruising. Join Shasta Cruising Facebook group for information on monthly car shows and events for the community, by the community. Shasta Cruising, tonight's sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
And we are back for the bottom of the first inning, and Areve Camacho will lead things off. And on the hill for the Reading Browns is going to be Jason Stevenson. So Jason Stevenson is the 40-year-old left-hander who has played AAA baseball for two different organizations. As the first pitch to Camacho, and it hits him right in the bag. Man, that is not the best way to start off your 4th of July. Comes up to bat in first pitch and gets hit right on that lower back. And that is a big fella from Reading. Stevenson at about 6'2 and a half. And that will bring up now Kyle Norton. So not the best start for Stevenson, but he definitely has some game. Played AAA ball for both the Edmonton Trappers, who were the AAA organization for the Montreal Expos back in 2005. And then later came up with the Fresno Grizzlies, the San Francisco Giants AAA organization. So just a couple of steps away from making it to the big leagues. Just never made the big league roster, but still a very talented ball player within his own right. And putting on for the fans here on this 4th of July. 0-1 the count to Norton. Stevenson looks in, delivers the 0-1 pitch, is swung on, that ball is grounded to first. The ball is bobbled by the first baseman. The throw to first is in time for the out. So it looked like Cameron Schnitzer got lost in the construction business, but gathered his bearings and made the throw in time to get Kyle Norton, as advancing to second is Camacho. So Camacho, who is hit by the pitch, and then advances on the grounder, and that will bring up Bryce Tweed. So that will go as a 3-1, and that nearly turned into disaster for Schnitzer, but again, kept his bearings and made a play. Pitch to the left-handed hitter, Bryce Tweed, is taken on the outside corner for a strike, and again for Bryce Tweed, another talented ball player who plays at Sacramento City College, but was originally supposed to play at the University of Nevada. You know, he was going to play for the Wolfpack. 0-1 is swung on, fouled back. 0-2, and plenty of power coming out of Bryce Tweed's bat. Tweed coming in today, hitting .403. So, 0-2 the count. As Stevenson looks in, has plenty of notoriety in the indie ball circuit around the North State. The pitch to Tweed is missed high and away, and that's going to get away from catcher Manny Sleaser and over to third goes Camacho. And so for the Colt 45s, with one out already threatening to score here. And for Sleaser getting some valuable experience, the age range of this Redding Browns team ranges from 16 years old to 42 years old. So you got some seasoned veterans, guys that have played some college ball, either at the junior college or indie ball level, teaching some of these high school kids. The 1-2 is in the dirt, bounces to Sleaser, gets away from Sleaser, and Camacho will come to score easily as the ball skips around the third base line. 1-0 Colt 45s. So for Manny Sleaser, having himself a bit of an adventure behind home plate. And again, for some of these guys like Sleaser, who is fresh out of high school, just using this experience to hopefully play in college. 1-2 pitch, strike three called, and the 40-year-old takes care of business with Tweed, two away. Wow, what a pitch, and there was a sly grin on Bryce Tweed. He almost kind of looking at him and said, man, that guy just got me. That is a pitcher who, as we'll get into it with White Reginato coming up to bat, Reginato takes away for ball one, and Reginato just recently graduated from West Valley High School in 2020 and now plays at Folsom Lake College. But for Stevenson, who was also part of the Chico Outlaws, and he played a five-game circuit against the Yuma Scorpions in Arizona, the Yuma Scorpions were coached, managed, and on the roster was Jose Canseco. And sure enough, Stevenson did a number on the old Oakland Athletics outfielder. 1-0 pitch is taken away for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. And this was told not just by Derek Fasking, but we can go to Baseball Reference and look it up ourselves. 2-0 is bouncing the dirt for ball three. So Stevenson struck out Jose Canseco three times in one game, all with changeups. That was, though, after giving up here's a 3-1 pitch taken high for ball four. So a walk issued to Reginato, and that will bring up Isaiah Cortez.
Left fielder number 10, Isaiah Cortez.
So Isaiah Cortez, who is from lower. How's that? One and 0-2 Cortez. The pitch to Cortez is swung on, hard ground ball into the hole in right field for a base hit. Heading into third is Reginato. He'll be safe. So a first pitch single by Isaiah Cortez. And with runners at the corners, the Colt 45's trying to add more runs here on this 4th of July game. And that will bring up Blake Tweed. So Bryce is the twin lefty, and Blake is the twin righty. And Blake, again, another talented, talented outfielder who, coming out of high school, had an offer to play at the University of Northern Colorado. First pitch is taken inside for ball one. So Stevenson, at 40 years old, still not afraid to mix in that inside fastball and trying to use it to his advantage and try to jam up some of these Colt 45's hitters. The 1-0 is bouncing the dirt for ball two. So two balls and no strikes to count. So for Blake, who's got a brother, Tanner, who also plays baseball, and then Jack. So that is a family of four that you are having to feed. All four of them big boys who play the game of baseball and play well. 2-0 is missed away for ball three. Looking for the changeup is Stevenson. So Stevenson trying to find his mojo right now. And for Cortez over at first, played at Cal State San Bernardino, and now we're going to get a timeout for the moment, and the discussion at the mound will begin. And so, as we celebrate this 4th of July, we are also able to celebrate the men and women that have served this country time in and time out. And for Stevenson, he is coming out of the game and coming in to pitch will be Colby Button. So Stevenson gives it his best shot at 40 years old, but after two outs, they're going to bring in, looks like, right-hander Colby Button to come in and pitch. So we're about to take a break, though, and we'll come back with some knowledge about the men and women that have served this great country. And meanwhile, tonight's Reading Colt 45's game is sponsored by Shasta Cruising. Join Shasta Cruising Facebook group for information on monthly car shows and events. For the community, by the community, Shasta Cruising, tonight's sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
And we are back here on KCNR as we are celebrating this 4th of July. A packed crowd here at historic Tiger Field. And, you know, we just want to make sure that we remember and get to talk about not just the players, but the folks themselves that have served this great country. And did you know that we had a Medal of Honor recipient from Reading that played a huge role in the Pacific Theater in World War II? That man is James Savett, who was honored the Medal of Honor, who as a first lieutenant shot down 7 enemy aircraft in 15 minutes over the Solomon Islands on April 7th, 1943. His actions and heroism was later recognized, and so we celebrate him. We celebrate the men and women that have served at home and abroad on this 4th of July. And for Svet, who passed away in 2009. And so here is Button, the big husky right-hander who is going to take the place of Stevenson. So for Stevenson, last two outs. And so now it'll be up to Button to try to hold down the fort as the Colt 45s are threatening with runners at the corners. We have Reginato at third, Isaiah Cortez at first, and here is Blake Tweed. Here's Button. Looks and delivers. There goes the runner. Pitch is taken high for ball four. So Tweed quickly with the walk. And so here is Ethan Williams, the catcher. And so for Williams this summer, hitting 281. He's been showing some power in the gap. First pitch is swung on, lifted into shallow right field, and that'll drop for a base hit. In comes Reginato. Here comes Cortez to score. A two-run single is stopping at third is Blake Tweed, and it's now 3-0 Colt 45s.
Now batting, designated hitter, number 29, Nate Scott.
And so for the Colt 45s, now with their eighth hitter of the first inning, and Williams adding to his resume, played baseball at Shasta College. There goes Williams on the first pitch. That's taken inside for ball one. Skips by Sleezer and in to score easily on the pass ball is Tweed. It's now 4-0 Colt 45s. So Nate Scott up to bat. Attended Antelope Valley College and hit three home runs last year. Sleezer having some trouble behind the plate. Another ball gets by him and over to third. Goes Williams. So 2-0 the count, and for Sleezer, just trying to get his bearings. And again, very tough when you have all these people. You're playing behind the whole crowd in town, seemingly coming out here for tonight's game, not just for the baseball, but for the fireworks coming. 2-0 pitches, swung on a miss for strike one. So two balls and one strike, and the West Valley Eagles catcher doing a better job this time. The 2-1 pitch is swung on and popped up into the shallow infield, just two steps behind the dirt and right. Making the catch is Zeke Richardson, and that ends the inning, but not before the Reading Colt 45s bring eight batters to the plate and score three runs. Three runs on two hits, two men left, and at the end of an inning, the Colt 45s lead the Reading Browns 3-0. And ladies and gentlemen, this broadcast is being brought to you by Shasta Cruising. Shasta Cruising is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45s baseball. Join Shasta Cruising Facebook group for information on their monthly car shows and events. For the community, by the community, Shasta Cruising, tonight's sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change. With our extensive training program, it's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
And here we go to the top of the second we go. The Reading Colt 5's already on top. 3-0 after the first inning. And let's see what the Browns can do here in the top of the second as we have Patrick Bowen leading things off. Patrick Bowen, whose son Patrick Bowen Jr. was quite the ball player for Anderson. His son is also on this Browns roster, so we could see some father-son action coming later. 0-1 pitch is swung on and fouled back again. So for Irvine, wasting no time at all with Bowen, it's now 0-2. Bowen looks in, gets his sign. The 0-2 pitch is a slider swung on and missed for strike three. So down goes Bowen on three pitches. And that will bring up Zeke Richardson. So for Richardson coming up, trying to do some damage with the bat, takes high and in for ball one. And for Richardson, who graduated from Shasta High School back in 1998, the 1-0 pitch is swung on and missed. So graduated in 1998, now at the ripe age. Anyway, 42 years old. Here's the 1-1 pitch, missed low for ball two. So two balls and one strike, and Zook was talking about if his team can come back and win, how he will have wins in Tiger Field in four different decades. He's been around. The 1-2 pitch is swung on and missed for strike three, and down goes Richardson. Back-to-back strikeouts for the Canadian. From Victoria, British Columbia, and now here is Colby Button, who has switched positions and is now pitching. Irvine looking in. Winds and delivers the pitches. Waved at Mr. Strike One. And Irvine will be headed off to the University of Arkansas Monticello next spring to be continuing his baseball career after two seasons at Lassen College. So 1-1, and again, a beautiful, lively night here at historic Tiger Field, 86 degrees. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Swung of that ball is sliced into right center. Back it goes to the track, to the wall. That ball is off the wall. Into second goes Colby Button with a stand-up double. And so for the Browns, looking to make some action and turn some heads here on this 4th of July. So Colby, it looked like Irvine just came at him with a fastball that missed its target from the outer half, and he just let one fly. And now, here is Manny Sleaser. The pitch to Sleaser, fastball down the middle for a strike. And so again, this team is a mixture of 16 to 42-year-olds, trying to bring up some of these young guys coming out of high school and trying to get them some time with the bat. The 0-1 is corkscrewed up along the first baseline behind home plate and foul. 0-2. Glad you could join us here on KCNR. Irvine looking and whips and delivers. The 0-2 is swung on and fouled back. So continuing to attack the zone and talking with Barrick Fasking, the manager for the Colt 45s, saying that probably see a mixture, 3 to 4 pitchers tonight. It's going to be a bullpen day, so don't expect to see Irvine after this inning. The 0-2 is a curveball that just misses away. Came an eye and then ducked low on that outside corner. Irvine sets. Delivers the changeup. Freezes Sleaser for strike three. Connor Irvine strikes out the side. So talk about your Canadian freeze. That was straight from Victoria, British Columbia. And he strikes out the side there. No runs. One hit. A man left at second. And at the end of 1.5, we're going to the bottom of the second. The Colt 45s leading the Reading Browns 3-0. And again, Shasta Cruising is tonight's sponsor of Reading Colt 45s baseball. Join Shasta Cruising Facebook group for information on their monthly car shows and events. Shasta Cruising, tonight's sponsor of Reading Colt 45s baseball.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
And we are back from historic Tiger Field, bottom of the second, and it'll be Jonathan Kumai to lead things off. And he'll be followed by Arif Camacho, the leadoff man, and Kyle Norton. The Colt 45 sent eight batters to the plate in the first inning and scored three runs and looking to do more damage on Colby Button. Originally scheduled to start, it was going to be Jason Stevenson, but took himself out. Looked like he had a sore arm, went 2 1/3 inning, recorded two outs. And now here's Button. Button steps off for a bit and working on Jonathan Kumai, who originally hails from Snohomish County, Washington, from Linwood. And first pitch is swung on, fouled. Here's Button, whips. And delivers the 0-1, pitches a fastball just inside at the hands of Kumai. So 1-1, so Kumai, who was once upon a time a soccer player and then converted to playing baseball full-time his junior year. 1-1 pitch stays up for ball two, and that's a tight strike zone you're dealing with, and Kumai listed at 5'7". Very fast, very speedy, and a solid glove. 2-1 is swung on, grounded hard, takes a funky hop over the second baseman for a base hit. Man, that was just one of those plays for Zook Richardson that you just couldn't do anything about. That thing was hit right on a dime. He was right in front of the ball, but then it looked like it hit a pebble and then just skipped over his head, almost like Sonic the Hedgehog took the form of a baseball. So, you got Kumai with the funky hop single into right center, and that will bring up Arif Camacho. Here's the pitch to Camacho. First pitch swinging. That ball is bounced into the hole, past the third baseman, past the shortstop. And so now that's sort of one of those 50-50 ones. Do you give him the hit or do you give him an error? That thing was hit in a weird spot in the hole, which is sort of a single alley. Yeah, we'll give him the hit. It's 4th of July. So, base hit for Arif Camacho, able to skip it past Connor McCoy and Paul Bigelow. Runners at first and second for Kyle Norton, who attended Shasta College. Here's the pitch to Norton, swung on and grounded to second to Richardson for one. Ball is bobbled, and we're just going to have one play for the out on the transfer. So that'll be ruled as 6-4 at home, and that will bring up Bryce Tweed. So righty on lefty matchup, and for Bryce, who has electrified the crowd with his power all year long. And for Tweed, he has hit 7 home runs. There goes Norton over to second. He'll steal second without even a tag. So Button fell asleep there at the wheel there over on the pitching mound, forgot about Norton, and Norton took second easily. Didn't even wait for the ball to get across home plate. He just took it while the pitcher had the ball in his glove. So now runners at second and third. The pitch is taken for a strike. So 0-1 to Tweed, who grew up with a batting cage in his home in Red Bluff. 0-1 is swung on and missed for strike two. So for Tweed, looking to add on to this lead for Button. Trying to put together a scoreless inning and try to make this Browns team competitive. They were beat on Saturday night 14-0. 0-2 is missed away. And so for the dimensions of Tiger Field, you have down the line in left field, it's 320, and then got 358 in the gap, 406 in dead center, 470 in right center, and then 410 down the line in right field. 1-2 is up. So two balls, two strikes, one out. And, you know, just doing a simple calculation and comparing ballparks, this is one of the harder ballparks to hit a home run out of in America. I mean, 406, that is deep. The 0-2 pitch is swung on, foul back, and that is going to go into the croquet courts. Or, excuse me, not croquet, it's bocce. Wrong sport, it's bocce. Can't mix up the two. Sponsored by the Sons of Italy, so if you want that foul ball, you got to go into the bocce courts and get them. So two balls and two strikes. The twin brother of Blake Tweed, who hits right-handed and is playing right field tonight for the Colt 45s. Button sets. Whips and delivers. The 2-2 is a slider just missed inside for ball three, so we have a full count. And if Bryce Tweed gets aboard, it'll bring up Wyatt Reginato. Here's the pitch. Swung on and fouled back. That one had a little bit more zip, and that's going to go out of play. And again, with all the cars parked in this parking lot trying to get the right angle for these fireworks, you're also going to potentially have some broken windows. So make sure you have your car insurance in hand in case you get your windshield cracked, you know. 2-2. Hopefully that doesn't happen to anybody tonight. 2-2 pitches a fastball, missed low for ball four. So Bryce Tweed is aboard, and that will bring up Wyatt Reginato. So Reginato, who once upon a time, not just a solid baseball player, but was a good football player back in his day too, won a section title for West Valley back in 2019.
Third baseman,
2018. Excuse me, correction. 2018, because 2019 they played against Paradise. That was an epic game, one of the first big games I covered here since I moved to Reading from Los Angeles. 1-0 is on the outside corner for a strike. But for Wyatt, he is a baseball player through and through, and that's why he is at Folsom Lake, trying to play some ball and then find a home at a four-year. 1-1 is taken high for ball two. So we've got two balls and one strike in for Button, laboring a bit, so his teammate's going to go out and talk with him. And again, credit to Manny Sleaser, who had himself a bit of a rough first inning behind home plate, but he is really settled down and receiving those pitches much better. Talking with the veteran right-hander. And again, just a great atmosphere. It's been a great weekend. I think I remember at about this time last year, it was around 105 degrees, but 88 degrees in Reading. That's pretty much a Hawaiian vacation for all of us people that live in Shasta County. 2-1 to Reginald, who takes a big swing and misses. Strike two. Reginald wants to study construction management and eventually own his own construction company, make buildings. 2-2 is check swing. Did he go? We won't get a check, so we have a full count. 3-2 with the bases loaded. One out here in the bottom of the second inning. The Colt 45s leading the Browns 3-0. Here's Button. Delivers the 3-2 pitch as a fastball just missed outside for ball four. So everybody will rotate 90 feet station to station. In to score is Kumai, and it's now 4-0 Colt 45s. Reginato picking up the run batted in.
Now batting for the Reading Colt 45s, left fielder, number 10, Isaiah Cortez.
And so here is Isaiah Cortez now. Takes low for ball one. So for Cortez from Ione, California, and it's considered to be the only town in Amador County, I think, or at least the center of it. The 1-0 is lined into center field for a base hit. In comes Norton. In comes Bryce Tweed to score a two-run single for the man from Ione, and it's now 6-0, Colt 45s.
Right fielder, number 7, Blake Tweed.
So 6-0, Colt 45s, who are piling it on again. Last game these two teams played on Saturday, it was 14-0. And the Colt 45's offense, once again, showing why it's one of the most elite offenses in all of collegiate summer baseball for California. 0-1 to Blake Tweed, who just watched Bryce come home and score. Button looking in. Delivers, there goes the runners on a fastball that hits Blake Tweed right on the upper back. That was almost near the neck area. Very scary situation, but Blake Tweed says he's okay. Just got him right there on that upper back, so. That's the second batter that's been hit. For the Colt 45s, the bases are loaded again for Ethan Williams, who singled and had a run batted in. First pitch is a slow roller up to third. Up with it, the throw to first. Not in time, but the run. By Reginato scores, and it's now 7-0, Colt 45s. So Cortez rotates, Ethan Williams with his second run batted in on the fielder's choice, and the Colt 45s have officially batted around the ninth hitter coming to bat, Nate Scott. The pitch to Scott is taken high and away for ball one. Nate Scott, or as Barrett Fasking's dad, who is the one of the volunteer operators of the Colt 45s would call Nate Scott. He would call him Great Scott. 1-0 pitch is swung, and that is a high fly ball into right center, but very playable. Going under it and making the catch as Patrick Bowen, and that ends the inning. But not before the Reading Colt 45s tack on four more runs on this 4th of July. A two-run RBI single by Isaiah Cortez to cap it all off. And at the end of two innings, the Colt 45s lead the Browns 7-0. And ladies and gentlemen, once again, this broadcast is brought to you by Shasta Cruising. Shasta Cruising is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45s baseball. Join Shasta Cruising Facebook group for information on their monthly car shows and events. For the community, by the community, Shasta Cruising, tonight's sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
So here we go to the top of the third inning. The Colt 45s comfortably ahead 7-0. We know what the score is. We have a bit of a scoreboard issue over in Tiger Field, but don't worry, we know what it is, 7-0. And again, a happy 4th of July. And if you're not at the ballpark now, come on through. Tickets are $10, and best part is that you get baseball and then fireworks. Nothing better than that on this beautiful game day temperature, which was 85 degrees. And meanwhile, it looks like we're going to have ourselves a new pitcher set to work. So that new pitcher is left-hander. Oh, it's Salter. So that is David. So here's Troy Duenas, who is playing left field, taking the spot of Stevenson. Here's the pitch from Salter, swung on and fouled away. So 0-1 the count. And for Salters, who attends Oklahoma Baptist University, delivers low. And again, this was a bullpen day, so expect to see a deeper mix of throwers. Salters winds in, delivers. The 1-1 pitch is swung on and lasered back foul. That's where that net comes in super handy. 1-2. See that video that's been going viral lately? The lady who must be like in her 70s, but just sits at the behind home plate of the Toronto Blue Jays games. The 1-2 is squirted up along first. Up with it is Kyle Norton. Takes care of business. Touches first. And there's one away. But just the fact that she's just so steady in the pocket just does not flinch at all. And meanwhile, even me, I've been doing baseball my whole life, and whenever that ball comes raring back, it's still freaky, but not that lady over in Toronto. So Salters, who is originally from Alufala, Oklahoma. So 1-0. Now to Gavin Casey, who just graduated Enterprise High School. 1-0 is delivered on the outside corner for a strike. And so for Gavin Casey himself, trying to find a spot on Shasta College's baseball roster and is studying to be a police officer. 1-1 is swung on and missed for strike two. So again, some valuable experience. You have guys like Stevenson coaching up some of these younger ball players who are 17, 18 years old. getting an opportunity to play with some of these older guys. The 1-2 bitch has swung on and missed her strike three, so that takes care of Casey, two away. So Casey gives it his best shot, but Salters puts him away. So now here is Gavin McCoy, who struck out against Connor Irvine, and this is the beer batters, so the crowd's about to get a little frisky right now, because if McCoy strikes out, the whole crowd gets beer for $4 for the rest of the inning. One ball in, no strikes. Salters looking in, winds and delivers. The 1-0 pitch is swung on, and a roller up along third. Reginald's got to hurry. The throw to first is in time. What a play by Wyatt Reginato. That is always a tough play. Those rollers up along first, and you either got to barehand it or scoop it with your glove and make a quick throw, and that's exactly what Reginato did. The scoop, the toss, the throw, everything perfect, and that ends the inning. No runs, no hits, a clean shot for Salters, and we're going to the bottom of the third. The Reading Colt 45s leading the Reading Browns 9-0 here on KCNR. And Shasta Cruising is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Join Shasta Cruising Facebook group for information on their monthly car shows and events. For the community, by the community, Shasta Cruising, tonight's sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball.
Hey, KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to ReadingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advance Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
Out of the third inning we go. The Colt 45 is leading 9-0, and the ball game still isn't halfway over, so expect some more fireworks from this Colt 45's offense. Kumai to lead things off. Swings, fouls that one away. We'll see where it lands, and wow, that definitely sounded like it hit something. Something big and something very, very durable that does not break a lot of windows. 0-1 the count. Button whips and delivers to Kumai, who takes high for ball one. And so for Kumai, too, and I love asking this question of ball players just because, you know, we're the generation that likes to, you know, watch cartoons when we're, you know, between the ages of 20 and 30, when we love just having fun on Halloween. Is Kumai lifts one up along first, looks like trouble, but under it, locating the ball and making the catch is Schnitzer, one away. So Kumai was telling me how he once dressed up for Halloween like a pizza. So imagine that, just a 5'8" pizza rolling around Everett, Washington. That's what he did. So Kumai flies out to the first baseman, and that will bring up Arif Camacho. Camacho steps out. So button working smooth as possible. Button winds and delivers to Arif, who takes inside for ball one, and having to get a little bit out of the way of that one. Is Camacho too close to call for Camacho, who was born and raised in Riverside? 1-0 is on the outside corner for a strike. And so here's a fun fact for all you Giants fans out there. It's the birthplace of Barry Bonds. Although he grew up in Northern California and eventually became a Giant like his father, Bobby. He was originally born and raised in SoCal. It's kind of like randomly finding out that Michael Jordan was actually born in New York, New York, even though he was raised in North Carolina. Also true. 1-2, here's Button. Winds and delivers to Camacho. Camacho swings, breaks his bat, and there's a grounder to third. Up with it, the throw to first is in time. So a nice play there from Paul Bigelow to keep his bearing after that barrel was hit towards him. Didn't really come close. It was sort of a slow, soft break, but still, you gotta always think when that barrel breaks, there's immediate danger, and Bigelow took care of business. So now here is Kyle Norton. Norton on the inside corner, and the home plate umpire gives a very sly strike. 0-1. Button looks in, winds and delivers. The 0-1 pitch is taken away. So one ball and one strike, plenty of action going on, and plenty of good views that you can see the fireworks, and you can see it from the Sacramento River. That's always iconic. See it from City Hall as the pitch is swung on, fouled away, and doinks a truck on its head. 1-2. So you have the Sacramento River where you can watch the fireworks. You got City Hall. You've got Caldwell Park. So many places you can go. As Norton swings and lines one down the first baseline and foul. But again, just such a beautiful, beautiful weekend. I mean, again, I wish every 4th of July was like this. Not too humid like you have in the South where it's 85 degrees, but you have so much humidity, it just beats at you. I remember celebrating 4th of July in 2018 in Mobile, Alabama, working for the American Softball Association. That was interesting. 1-2 pitches, swung on, lifted up along foul territory, along the third baseline, under it, and making the catch is Bigelow, and that ends the inning. So the Colt 45s go down quietly. The Browns trying to put some runs together here. But the Colt 45s still lead the Browns 9-0 here on this 4th of July on KCNR. And tonight's broadcast is once again sponsored by Shasta Cruising. Shasta Cruising is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45s baseball. Join Shasta Cruising Facebook group for information on their monthly car shows and events. For the community, by the community, Shasta Cruising, tonight's sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. Right here on Free Fire Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Historic Tiger Field, and we have once again another pitching change, which we'll get to you in just a bit. So it's Alex Alvarez. So Alvarez, the power throwing right hander.
Third baseman, number 27, Paul.
So the third pitcher for the Colt 45s, and once again, it's going to be one of those games where you're going to see plenty of looks and Paul Bigelow to lead things off. So Bigelow, who graduated Simpson University in 2020 after being part of their baseball team, and just recently he just got a job to become the new history teacher at Central Valley High School. First pitch is swung on, fouled up along the third baseline and into the triple, into the third base club. That's a rarity, getting a ball that tails that